the supplication on Fridays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, the first before the bringing forth and the giving of life, and the last after the annihilation of all things. The All-Knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness. And I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets, and thy messengers whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change. And that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. O Allah, make me firm in thy religion as long as thou keepst me alive, and make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely, thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans, and muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou, only thou, art the mighty wise.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami dina.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, which in that we're going to speak about the art of listening. So be with us.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Thursday, is the 20th of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Ordibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Now we'll listen respectfully to chapter Al-A'raf, verse 204 from Allah's book, the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ.
So when the Quran is recited, then listen to it and pay attention that you may receive mercy.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Islamic jurisprudence, do not give decree upon the act of keeping silence to be absolutely obligatory, except in prayer. This verse emphasizes that when the Holy Quran is being recited from the point of courtesy, the audience ought to keep silence and listen to recitation of the verses. The sound of the recitation of the Quran should pass through the ears and effects on the heart and mind. In this case, the person may be shown the divine mercy too.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees, praise be to His supremacy. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
The topic of this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio is the art of listening, and we'll be glad to have you here. Listening is an art. It requires us to be patient, receptive, open-minded, and non-judgmental. It requires us to not put words in other person's mouth, filling gaps, or presume to understand the other person fully. There is a certain Zen-like quality in practicing listening. Not only does it help us socially, but it also helps us spiritually as well. In fact, the art of listening is central to practices such as meditation and mindfulness. So why not hone this skill with others each day and make the best opportunity of every moment you get?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The importance of listening to the Holy Quran and the miracle of listening. The other great things about listening to Al-Quran and trying to understand is that the listener will get the feeling that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directly communicating with us through its true message, that is Al-Quran. When we listen to the Quran, our perspective of life changes and its horizon widens. For example, if we listen to Surah Ar-Rahman, we come to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the true God and has power over each and everything that exists in this universe. In Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly asks us the following. So all in all, listening to the Quran makes us feel like we have a friend and that we are never lonely, because the words of Allah, as true as the heavens and the earth, are with us. We realize that this world is temporary. It makes us detach from worldly and materialistic things and strive for a better tomorrow, a better hereafter. Indeed, we can't deny none.
IRIB English Radio.
recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
The institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Non-judgment. It is one of the essential qualities that make excellent listeners. Non-judgment. It's important not to criticize or pass judgment on what the other person is saying. Avoid using language that puts others down or makes you appear superior. Being non-judgmental shows that you respect the other person and their opinions, even if they differ from your own. It's important when dealing with tough conversations in the workplace, where many people have different backgrounds and experiences. It helps build trust because the other person feels safe enough to be themselves around you without being criticized. In these situations, it's essential to avoid making assumptions and instead focus on what you can do together as a team. Now we have one etiquette in our relationship with the Quran, seeking refuge with Allah from Satan when reciting Holy Quran. Verse 98 of Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16 of the Holy Quran says, "So when you recite the Quran, seek refuge with Allah from the cursed Satan." This verse explains that we should seek refuge against the influence of Shaitan when reading the Holy Quran. From the apparent aspect, where we start the recitation of the Holy Quran with, "I seek refuge in Allah from the cursed Satan." So this will be a command connected, quite literally, to reading and recitation of the Holy Quran. Refuge in Allah from Satan means the internal and external Satan. External Satan, namely Iblis, who infiltrates and pollutes our mind, and internal Satan being our desires. And when we are stuck in our ego, prejudice, and other negative desires of our lower self, like arrogance. If you want to benefit from the Holy Quran, Quran's logic is that you first need capacity to understand the Quran. And secondly, you must not have any obstacle that prevents you from absorbing and understanding the Holy Quran. Our desires are all barriers between us and the truth or reality of the Holy Quran.
Allah said to some communities that I want you to listen to your prophets. See what the Quran says. Quran says in Surah Al-Baqarah, خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةِ. We have given you the Torah. Hold firm of the Torah, the teachings of the Torah. وَاسْمَعُوا. And then obey. What was their answer? Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 93. Their answer was سَمِعْنَا قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا, making fun of their prophet, ridiculing the prophet. Yes, yes, we listen to you, but we disobey you. وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. Why? The reason why? Because they were enchanted with what? With materialism. وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلِ. They made to fall in love with their hearts, with the calf, the love for the calf. And the calf at that time, the ijl, represented what? It was made of what at that time? They made the ajl, the calf, from what? Gold. So it represents materialism. So God says the love for gold and materialism and the calf was mixed with their blood in their hearts. وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلِ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. This is why they don't listen. They don't obey. Even if you speak the truth, they don't care about what you say. Today I read in the New York Times, one of the presidents, his advisors, they tell him not to do, but he goes against the advice of his advisors. He appoints advisors, senior advisors, and they pay them money, and they tell him, this is not right, don't do this. He goes exactly against what they advise him. This is وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. It's found in the Quran. The example of this man is found in the Quran with the children of Israel. وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. Yes, I hear what you are telling me, but I don't listen to you. On the other hand, Allah says the believers, the most important characteristics of the believers, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 285. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته ورسله وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا. This is the spirit of Iman. We don't differentiate, distinguish, discriminate among the prophets of God, among his books, and we listen and we obey. وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا. This is the key reason for success, for prosperity, is when you listen and you obey. Not that you disobey. And we need to incorporate this concept in our families.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. It seems that our time is over, so inshallah we continue this interesting topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget, follow us. Till tomorrow, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Salam, everybody, and here is something worth contemplating upon. In the words of the leader of the pious, Imam Ali, peace upon him, the portals of repentance are open for everybody. Hence, repent to God sincerely so that your Lord may forgive your sins. Thank you.
Take pieces of bread from me. And your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about death and its relation to hopes and expectations. Both of these topics are very important. Death is also one of the important topics and it has been alluded to in many places. In the Holy Quran, same thing goes with expectations. For example, we have the following verse of the Holy Quran regarding expectations. The Quran says, "Leave them to eat and enjoy and to be diverted by expectations. Soon they will know," which is a warning against having false expectations and high hopes. In this regard, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said the following: "It has been narrated that he took three sticks and set one of them in front of him, another one next to him, and the third far away from the two. He then asked, 'Do you know what this is?'" He asked the people who were watching him, he said, "Do you know what this is?" To which they replied, "Allah and His Messenger no better." He then said, "This one is man, and this is death next to it. While that one," he pointed to the one that was far away, "that one is expectation, which man entertains about his long life. But death falls upon him prior to his expectations." Right? So man, he assumes, or at least he desires that, and he wishes that he live a long life so that he can fulfill all of his goals that he has, in this world. But he doesn't know that death is approaching him and it could, take over at any time. And, death comes and it dashes his hopes and his expectations, which is probably what the verse that we read from the Holy Quran in the beginning of our program, what it probably alludes to. Soon they will know, meaning soon death will come and shatter their hopes and their dreams and their expectations. In the same vein, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated as having said, "If man were to see his death approaching and the speed at which it draws near to him, he would despise expectation. He wouldn't. He wouldn't want to hope in anything. He would not expect anything from his life. And he also said, expectation makes one forget death. Not only does death destroy expectations, but having, high expectations and hopes and dreams and these kind of things, this kind of makes one conversely forget death and the fact that one is going to die. And finally, Imam Ali also said, the closest thing is death. أَقْرَبُ شَيْءٍ الْأَجَلِ أَبْعَدُ شَيْءٍ الْأَمَلِ. And the remotest thing is expectations and hopes and dreams. I mean, the closest thing, the most probable thing that's going to happen is that we're going to die. But the least probable thing is that all of our dreams and our hopes will be fulfilled. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at expectation and death in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Aqa for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions and practical tajweed rules, step by step, verse by verse. Inshallah, we're here with you. And I really welcome you all. Thanks for joining IRIB English Radio. Fawad Haider, Salam, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, welcome, brothers. Is everyone fine?
Alhamdulillah.
So, inshallah, let's go and start our class. Inshallah, today we'll talk about Ayah 100 and Ayah 101. On pages 62 and 63, right?
Yes.
In Surah Ali Imran. So, everybody, let's listen once to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu in tuti'u fariqan الذين أوتوا الكتاب يردوكم بعد إيمانكم كافرين وكيف تكفرون وأنتم تتلى عليكم آيات الله وفيكم رسوله ومن يعتصم بالله فقد هدي إلى صراط مستقيم.
That was great, amazing recitation. Let's have a short explanation first, then inshallah the tajweed rules we will mention. Our brothers and sisters also inshallah will be listening and practicing. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. On Ayah 100, Allah Almighty says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تُطِيعُوا فَرِيقًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ أوتوا الكتاب يردوكم بعد إيمانكم كافرين. وكيف on آية 101 وكيف تكفرون وأنتم تتلى عليكم آيات الله وفيكم رسوله ومن يعتصم بالله فقد هدي إلى صراط مستقيم.
Can you pronounce the Rasulah again? Rasuluh.
Yeah, Rasuluh. Yeah. وَفِيكُمْ رَسُولُهُ. Thank you, Fawad. Now, Allah Almighty says on Ayah 100, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who have faith, إِن تُطِيعُوا فَرِيقًا مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ If you obey a part of those who were given the book, people of the book, يَرُدُّوكُمْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ Make sure, okay? It's 100% guaranteed that they will turn you back after your faith. They will make you kafir, like themselves, okay? بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كَافِرِينَ They will turn you back into faithless ones, okay? وَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ And how would you be faithless? وَأَنْتُمْ تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ While the signs of Allah are recited to you, وَفِيكُمْ رَسُولُهُ And his apostle, messenger, is in you, with you, okay, among you. وَمَنْ يَعْتَسِمْ بِاللَّهِ And whoever takes recourse in Allah, okay, فَقَدْ هُدِيَ Is, that person is certainly guided. إِلَى To صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ Straight path. Guys, Allah Almighty tells us an important thing. Nowadays, also this issue is so much important, okay? In these two ayah, Allah Almighty says that, O Muslims, okay, إِن تُطِيعُوا فَرِيقًا مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ If you follow, Allah Almighty says, if you do not follow your prophet, your teachings, okay, the Islam, the teachings of Islam, it's not only the time of Prophet, okay? It's after Prophet as well, okay? If you do not follow your teachings, your Prophet, your Imam, guys, nowadays as well it happens, okay? If we follow the Zionists, okay, God forbid, if we pay attention to them, if we listen to their teachings, okay? If we follow whatever they say, propagandas, okay? If we listen to them, of course, God forbid, we'll go to astray. They will lead us to astray, as they have done this. So we must be very careful. This is what Allah says, and Allah knows. Okay? وَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُدْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ وَفِيكُمْ رَسُولُهُ When Allah Almighty says that فِيكُمْ رَسُولُهُ Now Prophet is not amongst us, but Imam is amongst us. Okay? So if we do not follow the teachings of our Imam, we will go where? Where the people of Jahannam go. Okay, where do they go? Hellfire. We'll go there. God forbid. So, وَمَنْ يَعْتَسِمْ بِاللَّهِ بِاللَّهِ means to the Imam of Time, okay? Imam of Time is the successor of Allah. So, if you do not take recourse of your Imam, فَقَدْ هُدِيَ إِلَى If you do not do, you will go astray. But if you do, فَقَدْ هُدِيَ إِلَى صُرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمٍ InshaAllah, okay? So, guys, we have to be very much careful, inshallah, about our teachings, about our religion, about what Allah Almighty says. If we follow and listen to Allah Almighty, okay, follow His religion, we'll be guided. But if not, of course, we are faithless and we'll go astray. So, may Allah Almighty, inshallah, guide us to the right path, inshallah. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim, inshallah. Okay?
Yes.
Yes.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Savior International Schools, presents
والكون الواسع في صدري أحضنه أرضا وسماء
Let's recite the Quran.
So let's move on to the Tajweed rules. But let's not forget that if you want to learn more, because we had a short explanation, which was not really detailed, you can refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah. So the very first important Tajweed rule is actually about the mad. Yeah, the stretching sound. Mad actually means stretching or yes. prolonging a sound. Okay? Prolonging a sound, we mean actually we have three vowel sounds, short vowel sounds. A, E, U. So mad means we stretch these sounds. A is changed to so 6 count, 4 count, 5 counts, okay? So you stretch it. 2 counts. That's called mad. E, U, mad. Okay? Ya ayyuhalladhina. The mad is actually here, it's not mandatory, but you can stretch it. It's jaiz munfasil. Alladhina dhal amanu in tuti'u. Amanu also has a mad, but it's not wajib.
Yes.
What's the reason? Somebody might ask, what's the reason it's not wajib? You don't need to stretch it, but you can stretch it. Is there any reason behind?
Because the letter mad.
Ah, the letter
and
mad.
The hamza.
The mad letter, you mean?
Yeah.
The alif. Yes.
The mad letter and the hamza are not in the same word.
Ah, they're not in the same word. That's good. If they are in the same word, in one word, you must stretch. Yes?
Yes.
If they are in two separate words, you don't have to stretch. It's not wajib, right?
Yes.
In tuti'u. In tuti'u. Nun sakin, Hassan Hussein, you say? After nun sakin, you got a ta.
Ikhfa.
Hide the sound. Good job. In tuti'u. Tuti'u. It might be difficult to pronounce the two letters. Tuti'u. Tuti'u. Say it.
Tuti'u.
It is a bit difficult to make sure. Yeah, how?
Tuti'u.
No, tuti'u, no. Tuti'u.
Tuti'u.
No, tuti'u, no. تطيعوا
تطيعوا
تطيعوا تأتيوا نو تطيعوا
تطيعوا
good job. It's a big challenge for you. Practice it, inshallah. Okay. إن تطيع I'm making mistake as well. It's a challenge for me. Let's forget. Let's not read it. Okay. فريقم إن تطيعوا فريقن فريقم changes. Yeah. إدغام من الذين أوتوا الكتاب أوتوا واو مد الكتاب حمزة الوصل it has أوتوا الكتاب
yes.
You see that circle on the top of ألف أوتوا yeah. after yes. واو skip that ألف yeah. don't read it أوتوا الكتاب يردوكم if you know what rule we should apply here يردوكم علي ناصر go on
إخفاء
إخفاء
letter meme.
Letter meme.
High hidden meme sound. يَرُدُّوكُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ كَافِرِينَ. That's all in this ayah. وَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ
إخفاء.
Hide the sound again. تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ. Allah, heavy sound. آيَاتُ اللَّهِ وَفِيكُمْ رَسُولُهُ. قِلَى tells you Hassan. It does not tell Hassan. I'm asking Hassan. Huh?
Better to stop.
Better to stop. Good job. وَمَيَّعْ تَلْصِيمْ
إِدْغَام
and also ميم ساكن plus ba
إخفاف
وَمَيَّعْ تَلْصِيمْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ
قَلْقَلَ
هُدِيَّ not هَدَى هُدِيَّ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ
إِدْغَام
مُسْتَقِيم مَدُّ العرض للسكون. Let's recite. I'll recite, inshallah. Make sure you repeat after me. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تطيعوا فريقا من الذين أوتوا الكتاب يردوكم بعد إيمانكم كافرين
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تطيعوا فريقا من الذين أوتوا الكتاب يردوكم بعد إيمانكم كافرين.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. طيب الله أنفاسكم وأنفسكم إن شاء الله. وكيف تكفرون وأنتم تتلى عليكم آيات الله وفيكم رسوله.
وكيف تكفرون وأنتم تتلى عليكم آيات الله وفيكم رسوله.
أحسن رسوله. أحسنتم. ومن يعتصم بالله فقد هدي إلى صراط مستقيم.
ومن يعتصم بالله فقد هدي إلى صراط مستقيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. الله bless you. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah, we explained a bit about this ayah, and then we mentioned the important tajweed rules. We practiced the recitation. That's all from us for today. Inshallah, we'll be here with you in the coming sessions. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thank you so much for being with us up to this time. Brothers here, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir. And inshallah, we'll be here again with you. See you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Sheikh Baghir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr.
He was born in Kadhimiyya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmoud Shahruddin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati,
there is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, "Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid."
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program The Teacher, an introduction into the life and works of the Muslim Shiite personalities and ulama all across the world. I am Atta, the host of this program. I have two very special guest speakers for today's discussion, Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi and Shaykh Rouhani. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about Fazlullah Kajuri, but mainly known as Sheikh Fazlullah Nuri, one of the most outstanding mujtahideen of Tehran, one of the forerunners of Mashruta, of course, Mashruta in the sense of Mashru'ah movement in Iran, He politically was very much active, and finally he was executed, unfortunately. Let's get to his early life. Sheikh Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, Sheikh Fazlullah Kajuri, or Sheikh Fazlullah Nuri, give us some details about his early life and scholarly life, and then we'll get to his political and social life.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sheikh Fazlullah Nuri, the great martyr, Sheikh Fazlullah Nuri.
Yes.
He was born in Mazandaran, one of the cities of Mazandaran, which is known as Nur. So that's why he was known as Nuri. And his father was from a scholarly family. He belonged to a scholarly family. That's why he became a scholar. On top of that, he was from the students of Mirza Shirazi, the great Mirza, who issued the fatwa of tobacco. And we can see, like, at the time when he was studying next to the Mirza Shirazi, Sheikh Naini was there, Ayatollah Hayri was there. You know, these famous personality, Koh Kamrei, these were the students of, Mirza Shirazi, who were the, we can say, like, classmates or the one who studied at that time next to Sheikh Fazlullah Nuri. So basically he was a great scholar, and in his initial life after the birth, when he studied, he went to the to Samarra, and he studied there as well. He was in Najaf as well, and therefore he had some famous students as well, like Muhammad Baqir Qaini, Birjandi, there was Mirza Mehdi Ashtiani.
Yes.
These were the personalities. And on the other hand, he was one of the active members at the time when Mirza Shirazi gave the fatwa against the tobacco.
Yes.
He was very much, active in Iran at that time, Sheikh Fazlullah Nuri. And he was from those activists who were against the any kind of invader, who were against the any kind of person who's ruling the Muslim land but not a Muslim. So he was one of the great scholars.
That's all right. Okay, what were her main political movements, Sheikh Rouhani, on that time? We know that, can I say, the Mashruta movement on that time were active. Some scholars like Akhund Khorasani and Sheikh Fazlullah Nuri were first, we can say, supporting it, Mirza Naini too. But when it was deviated from the right path of Islam, then it was criticized by these ulama too. But as long as Mashruta against the kingdom movement and the foreign powers was in line with Islam and Islamic values, it was approved by shaykhs like Fazlullah Nuri, isn't it so?
Yes, the movement of constitutionalism,
yes,
which was firstly supported by the great scholars like Sheikh Fazlullah Nuri, but later they came actually to this conclusion that this movement is deviated by some of the people, so that's why they did not support that. What matters most here in the life of Sheikh Fazlullah Nuri is this, that he was politically a very active scholar in the fields of political kind of affairs and social affairs. That's why I think because of this movement that was in that day very much, let's say, well-known and was welcomed by the a majority of the people. So that's why it was the responsibility of the scholars like Sheikh Fazlullah Nuri and the others to support it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when it comes to the fatwa of tobacco by Mirzai Shirazi,
yes,
when Nasiruddin Shah actually ordered Mirza Hassan Ashtiani to smoke hookah or pipe publicly,
yes,
among the people,
yes, yes,
in order to oppose the fatwa of Mirza Shirazi,
mm-hmm,
and to support this contract between the king and the Britishers, then he told him, actually, the king ordered him either to publicly smoke the hookah or to leave the city and go outside the city. So Mirza Hassan Ashtiani decided to not to smoke. Rather, he preferred to go outside the city. And then he went outside the city in a house.
Yes.
He was alone there. Then it is said that the first scholar who went to that house and visit Mirza Hassan Ashtiani,
mm-hmm,
was Sheikh Fazlullah Nuri.
Okay.
Rahmatullahi alayh.
Yes.
So you see that at that time, Mirza Hassan Ashtiani was alone because he opposed the orders and the commandment of the king. It was really a challenging situation for Hassan al-Ashtiani.
That's right.
And in that kind of situation, if you support a scholar, though it would be very much dangerous for you yourself, you know?
Okay.
But despite the fact that it was dangerous for Shaykh Fazlullah Nuri, but he decided to support Mirza Hassan al-Ashtiani.
That's right.
And then they together supported Mirza Shirazi. It shows that the scholars were united at that time.
That's right.
Supporting each other. That's why this movement against tobacco was successful, because of the supports that Mirza Shirazi received from these great scholars like Mirza Hassan al-Ashtiani and Shaykh Fazlullah Nuri.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
He was living in Tehran, so he was under, you can say, the control of the power of the kings. And he was executed, you know, he was assassinated and executed in public. So even the picture of his execution is over there, you know. For example, you can Google it. It is over there that, for example, this outstanding Sheikh of Tehran executed. What was the main reason, Said Musa?
Well, obviously, in this movement, we can say like the constitutional movement or the Mashrute, basically.
Yes.
The main idea behind that was we don't want to live under the invasion of England or Russia or any power, which is a non-Muslim. Rather, if even we have a Muslim, we can say king or leader, which is not bound to Islam, but he will concern the ulama for the rulings and all those, and he will rule this Islamic land. Being a Muslim, then it is fine for the ulama of that time. This was Mashruta, basically. And Sheikh Naini was after it. Akhund Khurasani was there. After Akhund Khurasani, Sheikh Naini has led the thing, and he wrote a book, Tanzihul Ummah.
Yes.
Or
Tanzihul Ummah wa Tanbihul Millah.
Wa Tanbihul Millah.
Yes, yes.
So this was the book which is the constitutional book in which he wrote about different aspects. How can we can have a Muslim leader who is not a practicing Muslim as that?
Because these sheikhs were supported.
Yes. Yes.
And after it was deviated.
The main idea was we don't want non-Muslims to be the leader.
Non-Muslims to be, that's right.
That was the main idea behind it. Now, Sheikh Fazlullah Nuri opposed this idea. He said, I do not accept a non-practicing Muslim to be the leader.
Mm-hmm.
If there must be a leader, that leader should be the representative of the Imam of the time.
Uh-huh.
He should be a faqih from the Sharia. He should bring the Sharia and he should impose the Sharia into the Muslim land, which is very much close to the idea which we have in today's world as Vilayat al-Faqih in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
So basically this Vilayat al-Faqih, that the Vilayat al-Faqih is on the top, the Wali al-Faqih is at the top, and then he is controlling everything. And under his, we can say, control, everything is running and the country is being run. So this was the main idea of Sheikh Fazlullah Nuri. Now what happened is, because he had this and he said that whoever goes after Mashruta, it is haram. On the other hand, we had three people, like, for example, Sayyid Abdullah Behbahani, Sayyid Muhammad Tabatabai, and these were the ulama of Najaf. They basically issued a fatwa against Sheikh Fazlullah Nuri.
Yes.
And they said, because Nuri is, is making a resistance against our movement, and he is making the, we can say, like, chaos amongst the people, that's why it is haram for him. It is forbidden for him to involve in the matter of the people. And this became the ground for the Pahlavis, because when they came to when they got the ruling, they, you know, what the Pahlavis has done is basically they got the ruling and they never concerned the ulama, rather they banned the ulama. And on top of that, on the basis of these fatwas, which was given at the time of that movement, they have said that the Sheikh Fazl al-Nuri is one of the ones who is spreading the corruption amongst the people, ifsad al-fil-arz, basically.
Okay.
And under that category, they hanged him in the in front of people. But the main thing is, the main idea of the Sheikh Fazl al-Nuri, which is accepted by the Imam Khomeini and the Supreme Leader of Iran at this time, because they talk a lot about him, is that his idea was right. Because, you know, when we are a Shia, being a Shia, we know that the infallible Imam has the right to rule over the people.
That's all right.
And in his absence, obviously, it's the representative of the Imam.
Unfortunately, a fake fatwa was published on that time that, for example, the ulama in Najaf has said that Sheikh Fazlullah must be executed. But the exact date was 2 years before that, and it was a public one, that whoever wants to find control over the public funds of the people of Muslim lands must be executed. It was about the Britishers, the Russians, and the kings, and not Sheikh Fazlullah Nuri, okay? So then, unfortunately, this was done in a fake form. And about his execution ceremony, it is that he was in prison for some days. He was in praying. He did not show any weakness, for example, not asking for his life. He said, I acted according to my own jihad. And this was my duty as a Muslim, to act against the non-Muslim or the so-called Muslim king of the time. I do not regret what I said about the king. And Islam, and as you said, a Muslim ruler must act and rule in a country like Islamic Republic of Iran and the whole Muslim lands. He was executed, unfortunately, in Tehran. His body was taken into the holy shrine of Lady Fatimatul Masuma. It is in one of the chambers or rooms around the mirror veranda, we can say, of the holy shrine of Hazrat Masuma, in one room over there. Sheikh Fazlullah Nuri is buried over there. As you said, so many outstanding people, like, for example, Sayyid Murtaza Avini, Jalal Al Ahmad, we can say the late Imam Khomeini, has concerned Sheikh Fazlullah Nuri as one of the shining stars of the revolution against tyranny of the modern era. And this has been very much outstanding about his life. Thank you very much, Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the life of Sheikh Fazlullah Nuri. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
A teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of him? Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah, never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a heralder of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic